Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
It's first and goal at the 5. And he keeps it and runs around to the left, fakes everybody out, and dives in. Touchdown, Commanders.
The question from Jerry Jones might not be if Mike McCarthy will return in 2025. It's how he will return in 2025. That is the headline over at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram after Jerry Jones spoke with the media after yesterday's game about Mike McCarthy's future. And boy, there's a lot to get into. Let's kick things off. Let's jump back a little bit before Jerry spoke to the media. Let's talk about all the pregame buzz that was out there. I'm curious, for you guys watching pregame stuff, did you expect a little more? Like, did you expect a few more morsels from the insiders about Mike McCarthy's status than what seemed to be their belief, which is just, I don't know. Like, they all said nobody wants to call it.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Usually somebody will say, I expect him to be back. I expect it to lean this way. But for the most part, it's a whole lot of just putting their arms up and going, I have no clue, which makes me think Jerry genuinely has not tipped off to anybody what he's doing yet, is how I look at it. Now, the one person who maybe gave you a little bit of a leaning, and it was just a, I'm leaning this way, I really have no sort of clue, was Adam Schefter, who during NFL Countdown had this to say about Mike's future.
Again, this is one of those fluid situations where it certainly sounds like Jerry Jones is in favor of having back Mike McCarthy. I don't know that everybody in the organization feels that way. Mike McCarthy's contract is also up. He's going to have the opportunity to interview in other places. If it comes to that, I could see a place like New Orleans being interested in Mike McCarthy. Also could see this situation flipping and turning, but going into today, it is more likely that he's safe than out, and we'll see how conversations unfold in the weeks ahead.
So that's a big hedge from Adam Schefter.
Yeah.
I would lean he's this way, but it could totally change, and I'm not committed to this opinion at all.
All right, so Jerry, Steven, Will. Who else would have his ear on this?
That is, when you mentioned that, was one of the first things I thought based on that, is that Schefter put in the commentary line, I'm not saying everybody else is on board.
Yep.
Who is not everybody else? Because, I mean, gosh.
A small circle.
Slater can't stop texting us about how much all the players love him and want to have him back. And so it's clearly not a single player, according to Jane. Then you go, like, I mean, who else are we talking about? The only other people involved near the top that you'd be talking about, other people in the organization, I would assume he's only mentioning Jerry, Steve, and Will. So are you telling me one of them would not be in favor of this? And if so, who's that?
I mean, look, I think Steven is, and I think Steven and his dad are pretty much in lockstep on all, my assumption is they're in lockstep on a lot of things.
Is that why Will's contract isn't settled?
I mean, maybe.
I mean, it just makes you wonder. And Will's contract is not settled.
If I had to pick one of the three, I'm not reporting. I'm not saying anything behind it. If I had to pick one of the three, I would guess McClay.
Yeah, and like you said, nobody's saying that's what it is, but it's interesting enough that Schefter would identify there may be people in the organization who don't feel the same way. Because I can't imagine he's talking about the third string linebacker doesn't want McCarthy back.
Yeah.
That's not what he's referencing. So, interesting regardless. Now, if we were to rank the best insiders who have a beat on Mike McCarthy, number one would probably
Laura Oakman.
Number one. That's not an insider. That's an employee. If we're going to say number one, it'd be Jay Glazer. Yep. That would be the number one name right there.
Yep.
And Jay Glazer yesterday, talking on Fox.
Oh, Pelissero.
Pelissero, Glazer, those are the two I think that if you talk about the most. Glazer probably did the most lobbying for him on his behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Glazer threw his hands up and said, I don't know. I think this is an interesting representation. Schefter is probably going to be reporting more from the Cowboy perspective. Glazer from the McCarthy perspective.
Yes.
Which that sounds very much like where we're at now. Of McCarthy not knowing where he stands.
Yeah.
Just like Glazer doesn't.
Yeah.
And Schefter going, I think it goes this way, but I don't know.
Yeah, so I flush what Schefter says and focus more on Glazer.
Well, but Schefter could be talking about, like, if he's talking about from the team perspective, the assumption would be McCarthy does want to return.
When I heard the Glazer thing, I said, okay, Mike's not coming back. And then when I heard Jerry post, I said, because I assume hay in the barn meant they had their decision. No, that just meant gathering all the info, apparently. And then when I heard Jerry post game, I'm leaning more towards, like, they haven't made up their mind for a final decision.
Yeah, that's what, I mean, Archer made it sound like this morning he doesn't think they had made up their mind.
And then Calvin Watkins saying he's never seen a head coach hug every single assistant going back into the locker room post. That made it feel like a final goodbye.
Yeah, or that McCarthy didn't know. He wants to say goodbye in case this is goodbye.
I'm tired of this.
I can see.
I'm so exhausted by this. I feel really bad for lifelong Cowboy fans. I really do. You're trapped, and you don't see like a way out. You don't see like the real light. You have more light than Dan Snyder, than Al Davis at the end. Again, Peter Angelos, Baltimore Orioles. Maybe David Tepper. It sucks. It really sucks, especially hearing Jerry talk about his motivation for getting the franchise. When you compare what Jerry Jones said yesterday to Robert Kraft and announcing the firing of Gerard Mayo, basically coming out and saying, this is the city's football team. You know, I have to run things.
I try out files.
Yes, I have to run things for the fans. Here it is. Since buying the team, I've always considered myself and my family as custodians of a public asset. I want you to compare that to what Jerry Jones said when Jane said, are you still going to be the GM? And Jerry said, yeah, here's why.
Well, I always, always hide from a fact that bothers me. I like to look at the fact that over the last 15, 20 years, we're the sixth winningest team in the NFL. I like that. I don't necessarily, I get to count other things. We all know what I want to do is advance in the playoff, but that's not really what I want to do. What I want to do is get in the Super Bowl and win it. And so it really, for me, is a thought about, well, you can't win a Super Bowl until you advance in the playoff. But you can't win Super Bowls unless you're one of the winningest teams in the NFL, and we have been for the last 15, 20 years, not counting Super Bowl years.
Man, that is...
That's RJ Choppyism right there.
Can't win Super Bowls with your head coach.
That is big-time George Steinbrenner vibes. He would say the same thing.
Got to get in the dance?
Yeah, well, no, like back in...
Because George definitely would not have operated as conservatively as they do now.
During the early 90s, George would always say, we had the most wins of anybody in the 80s. He would always bring that up. Like, that was like, just try to be positive about it, right?
Yeah.
It was the old salesman. All these guys are salesmen of some sort.
Sure.
And it was like, all right, yeah, great. You had the most wins of any team in Major League Baseball in the 80s. And you went to one World Series and you didn't win any. And Jerry keeps pointing out, hey, six most wins and blah, blah, blah.
You know the line that really stung, though?
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerry said, make no mistake about it, this ain't Landman here. When I bought this team, I did not buy this as an investment. I bought an occupation. And I said, oh, damn. That is a general manager sentence and statement. I didn't buy this, you know, just to own it out. I didn't buy this as an event. I bought this as an occupation.
It's a cold line.
That's a cold line.
I was like, it's hard to argue back. It's hard to argue back against that specific notion of just, hey, I'm in charge, all right? And there's not a damn thing you can do about it. I'm in charge. And say, I bought an occupation. That's like, all right. What can you say? Then just, all right, fine. Then public lobbying, you got to at least make sure that things are in order the right way for your organization. If you're going to be the GM, if you're going to be the final decision maker, which he is not this, like when Bill Belichick had the title de facto GM. He is not the de facto GM. He is the general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. That's his job.
He's like the, who's that guy that bought a radio station just to be on the, Nasty Nestor.
Yeah.
He's the Nasty Nestor of the NFL. Just bought a radio station just to be a radio guy.
So before yesterday, Jerry on Friday with KMC was asked if there's anything that could happen Sunday that would impact the decision. The hay is in the barn as far as our staff is concerned. I don't think something would happen out here Sunday that would impact where we're going to be moving forward. What about the coaching candidates, Bobby? Excuse me, Bobby, this is a question that you had for Jerry. We just didn't get to it on Tuesday. Are the other candidates, is the available field a factor? Jerry said not a big factor. Not a lot. That is a big key. But in this particular case, that is not a big factor of the other availables.
Which I had different people on the beat where we just chat about some of his answers. It felt like half of the people felt like, well, that answer is good for McCarthy. And then the other half, but that's bad for McCarthy. But what? You genuinely have no idea, and that's what he wants.
Jerry, pregame with Christy Scales. What about input? I use a lot of input from key people that are associated with the team. Players, I use former coaches. I use input from really interested fans. I get it all. And then Brandon Graham off the Eagles was doing media for ESPN. Wait, why was he doing media yesterday? Didn't the Eagles have a game?
He's hurt. He's out. And but he's still been purged from the locker room.
Has he?
Yeah, I mean, remember he was the one who stirred up
everything.
I know
the incident, but
he's not been around nearly. When you're hurt, when you're removed from the locker room, when you're on the outside like that, it's normal a lot of times for you not to be around. We don't see a lot of DeMarcus Lawrence right now, for instance.
Brandon Graham said, keep McCarthy so we can continue to keep beating him. By the way, when Dak plays, Cowboys have been 4-1 against the Eagles. So stick that, Brandon. Steven Jones on the fan said a lot of Will McClay questions that Bobby kind of started, and a bad cell phone added to it with Jerry on Tuesday. Steven said he does not expect changes in the personnel department. He spoke very highly of Will McClay and the rest of the department. So that's where we stand with all that. And then I asked Tolos their prediction. I said, since none of us can figure it out, what will happen? 1,600 votes, it was 55-45. 55% said McCarthy's gone. 45% said he gets an extension.
Where do you fall down right now? Because it changes every hour. I'm leaning towards he's back. And then last night when I wrote my email, I said I think I was leaning towards he's gone.
I'm going 55-45 or 60-40 that he's gone. What I really think is...
When do you think you'll know?
Oh, God. I'm not... We don't
next week?
More importantly to me, what do I think is happening? I feel like they're going to try to go through some really difficult negotiation with Mike to get Mike to take less than, like, an embarrassing head coaching contract situation. That's my guess right now. They're going to see how much Mike's willing to swallow and how much more incentives are they going to be able to force Mike to take. That's where I feel like we're going next. Two
places that have been brought up. One, I think it was Schefter yesterday who said New Orleans could be interested. Jeremy Fowler mentioned last week that the buzz around the NFL is that not necessarily they have this interest, but McCarthy would himself target, all right, if I'm not going to be here, let me see if I can get to Chicago. Midwest team, division I'm familiar with, quarterback situation, let's target that one. So Chicago or New Orleans could be the ones that have some level of interest or some potential if it's not going to be here. But you could be right. What if he is just setting it
up? John Gruden hanging out with Carr.
Man, you know, maybe.
Where are you at now? I'm going 55-45. Mike is gone.
80-85 that he's back.
That's strong. I think I would go 51% he's back. I really have no clue because I don't think they know yet. And so we're just guessing what decision he's going to come to.
I also think that the list of candidates does and should impact it.
Yeah.
If it doesn't impact it, it's troubling.
I don't know about that. It's like,
you've got to answer for results at some point. And so if Jerry says, this is a reality and we just got to figure out if somebody else can do it, it's just like you've said with the quarterback position. It's fine. You can be comfortable with Dak, but like, who's going to replace Dak isn't a good enough reason. Go find out who's going to do it.
Breaking news around the rest of the National Football League to kick off the final hour of Sean, RJ, and Bobby next on The Fan.